Hammer time. Hammer time. Hammer time.
Mr. Saw, Mr. Pryor, and Mr. Screwdriver. My name is Hammer, and I'm here to say I'm a dude that hammers night and day with an awesome swing and chin and blow. Can drive any nail where I want it to go. Can whack on wall, rack on wood, knock things together, and it makes me feel good. So you better step aside and watch me now. Watch me hammer all these flatheads down.
Welcome to Hammer Time with your host, Maurice Cerrone. Hammer Time is a program dedicated to helping you have a healthier, more comfortable, livable house, living, and workspace. As the owner of Tucson's largest locally owned discount home improvement center, a handyman's haven, Maurice brings his technical know-how, practical do-it-yourself tips, and knowledgeable expert guests. And now, here's the host of Hammer Time, your home pro, Maurice.
Welcome to the Hammer Time Radio Show. I am Maurice, transmitting in the A. Andy Manshaven Radio Studio on AM 1030, The Voice, with your trusted local news and talk. It's great to be with you this week. We've got one more Sunday in the year, 2019, and then we'll start afresh again in 2020. 2020 is a rather interesting year from the numbers standpoint, at least. I know that one of the major design programs that we use at A. Handyman's Haven is called 2020. So there'll be a big celebration, I guess, is coming up this year with the computerized assisted drawing system we use that has integrated cabinetry by the companies we also utilize in the system itself, so we can give you a perfect design for any arrangement of cabinetry that you would like. In your home, your bathroom, your craft room, your family room, your businesses, your offices, or whatever it may happen to be. Even a library, if you want to design one, we have the capability of doing that. We have two locations in the metropolitan area. One is in Tucson at 1724 South 6th Avenue, six blocks south of 22nd Street, and we're known as the Big Yellow Building. Our second location is down in Green Valley at 125 West Calle de las Tiendas, Suite 103 Alpha. Great location, right off I-19, the Duval Mine Road exits, and then you pick up the frontage road, head southbound, and pick up the Duval Mine Road, then drive to 125 West Calle de las Tiendas. The phone number in Tucson, by the way, is 520-624-7200. Hours of operation normally are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Presently, we're closed, and we'll open back up again on Thursday, January 2nd in 2020. In Green Valley, the phone number in Green Valley is 520-369-4858. The hours of operation are about 8:30 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, and they're open from Monday through Friday. They're closed Saturday and Sunday in Green Valley due to the extensive amount of work that we have to accomplish in that area. Down in the Green Valley area, the unincorporated area of Pima County, we do a lot of remodeling, physical remodeling of residents, commercial buildings, or whatever it may happen to be that are associated with our Register of Contractor licensing. So give us a call. Come on down and see us when we open back up again on January 2nd, and we can handle all the questions that you may like to have for us. If you'd like to enter in any conversation today, so please do so. A phone number here for entering in for a live audience discussion would be 520-790-2040. Last week, we touched a little bit on doors. Doors seem to be a big item, since many of us have many doors in our homes, whether they go to the bathroom, the offices, the libraries, the bedrooms, the front door, the back door, so on and so forth. We can do specialty doors also from that standpoint. But installing doors is not necessarily the easiest project for a do-it-yourselfer to accomplish, but I'll try to temper that a little bit today, as well as I did a little bit last week, in order to assist you. The first thing is there are basically two types of door operations. One is we call a pre-hung system. That means a door that you plan on using comes with a frame that's already built around the door itself. And I do say that from the standpoint of the fabricating facilities, that the pre-hung frame or the frame of the door itself is actually built right around the door at the factory and shipped out that way. So we know, as an example, that everything will fit and operate normally because the doors are tested before they're left and then put on the surfaces or the skids, as we call them, that they need to load onto the trucks and deliver them to our facility in Tucson, Arizona. So a little bit of a story. I did have a customer a while back that said we sold him a crooked door. He says the door is out of square. And so I said, well, bring it down. We'll take a look at it. Of course, the first thing we did, we put a big square on the door itself, and the door is perfectly square. All the corners were 90 degrees. And he says, well, it won't fit. It just won't operate right. And I said, well, look at the frame. It's built right around the door. Everything lines up. He says, well, it wouldn't do it in my house. And I says, did you check the squareness of your opening that you were putting the pre-hung system in? He says, well, no, I just know it was perfect. I says, well, if the door is crooked and everything else is perfect like we demonstrated here, then I would suspect you ought to go back and recalculate the position of the frame or the open structure and how it's been put together, because I suspect that that is your problem. So lots of difficulties in doors, whether they're a pre-hung system or whether they're door only, with the machining taking place of putting the hinges in a proper location and putting the doorknob in a proper location. So we'll talk a little bit about pre-hanging of doors and how you can go about accomplishing that. And then we'll talk about some major difficulties and maybe how to thwart off some of those difficulties from that standpoint. But in pre-hanging a door, the first thing a customer should take a look at, or a contractor, is what is the levelness of the floor? Not the flatness, but the levelness of the floor between the left door system and the right door system where the legs are going to be mounted. And so what basically should happen after you put the level on it, you pick the high point. It's either going to be the left side or the right side, depending upon where you're standing or positioning yourself. And that's where everything starts. So from, if it's on the non-hinge side, or sort of on the strike plate side where the knob latch enters into the locking system, then you start at that point with your level, project it over to the hinge side, draw a line, and that's where you start your leg at. The bottom of your leg should be at that position. Then prior to that, you also want to check what we call the plumbness of the hinge leg. Not the one that's on the door, but the one that's on the home frame system. And the best way to do that is to get a string with a plumb bob, drop it down from the corner, the upper left-hand corner or right corner, depending upon where the hinge side is, and see how straight that leg is. If the leg is not straight, then you're going to have to shim and compensate for getting the leg of that door, the hinge leg of that door, perfectly perpendicular to the Earth's central core. That's what a plumb bob does in that case. It's going to line up with the center core of the Earth. That sounds rather extravagant in a way, but that is one way that we can accomplish items of that nature. From there, that'll position the hinge leg. Then you move across and you square up the header leg, header portion, which is the top portion. And then after that's all shimmed and put in position, then you can put the latch leg in position and you square that up and everything should be in good shape. If you did that with the door on, that may be a little more difficult. And we'll talk a little bit about that after we come back after the break. Our production engineer today is none other than Kent. And so we'll have him take it away and we'll see you folks after the break. So he's waving at me. I don't know whether he's quite ready to go or not over there, but you ready, Kent? Okay, take it away. We'll see you folks after the break.
Put on your hard hat, put it on tight.
Get ready for the action at the construction site.
It's a real blast, just like dynamite.
Get ready for the action
down at the construction site.
Drive it and do it.
holidays are upon us, and 1030 The Voice is giving you a gift to get ready for a new year and a whole new decade.
Very cool.
Listen to The Dave Ramsey Show, weekdays from 1 to 4, for your chance to win a copy of Dave Ramsey's book, The Total Money Makeover, with over 20 years of financial teaching and counseling organized into 7 steps that will change your life forever.
Get your butt out of debt.
Listen to The Dave Ramsey Show, weekdays from 1 to 4, to learn how you can take home a copy of The Total Money Makeover.
Our mission is to help you.
I'm Maurice from A. Henny Manshaven. All countertops make a statement. Are you sad and tired? Re-inspire your kitchen with laminate, quartz, or natural stone such as marble, granite, slate, soapstone, or travertine. A. Henny Manshaven, 1724 South 6th Avenue, the big yellow building, 6 blocks south of 22nd Street. 520-624-7200. That's 520-624-7200 or ahennymanshaven.com.
Considering solar energy for your home or your business? There's many questions that you have to deal with and answer. Have you already been told that your site does not promote solar or that you have lots of shadowing? Well, solar is not just for rooftops anymore. You can put in patios and structures. So contact the Solar Store, the experienced installer, and check our website out at solarstore.com or call 520-322-5180. That's 520-322-5180. ROC 164-744. ROC 164-742.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's gonna be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't, it's too heavy!
Oh my God! Ah.
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us, we're over here!
Justin! OMG! He just looked, I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit adoptuskids.org/AZ. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Hammer Time Radio Show. I am Maurice, transmitting on AM 1030 with your trusted local news and talk in the A. Henny Manshaven Radio Studio. If you'd like to give us a call with anything you'd like to talk about today, since many people are off for the coming week or so to do some do-it-yourselfer, so give us a call. We'll try to answer your questions for you and help you with your project. Our phone number for a live audience information is 520-790-2040. So we're talking about hanging a pre-hung door system. Pre-hung means that the frame is attached to the door when you pick it up from A. Henny Manshaven. You may want to mount all this system that I just discussed in the previous segment without the door in the frame system itself. If that's the way you're going to be doing it, make sure that the frame is stabilized and that the frame is perfectly square. You can do that by laying it on the ground and getting it all tacked with some triangular corner braces, and that in itself will help you get ready to figure out what you may need to do when you hang the door. So we discussed that earlier. Start with the high point of the floor, then move around with a square on all the square corners, and you're ready to now hang the door. The best way to hang the door back on is if you have a pin removable system on your door that removes the pin and put the leaves into the door system as well as into the leg system and leave them sort of loose, not terribly loose, but loose so they're flexible. And that way you would hang the top leaves together by putting the pin in, then put the bottom leaves in together, put the pin in, and then put the middle one in together. And then you already have the leaves in position on the leg as well as on the door itself. And then as you get everything sort of lined up, then you can tighten the leaves down and ensure that they work. If you have a very heavy door, you may want to think about using longer screws that are provided to you when you purchase your hinges. The deeper you could go into your door bucks, as we call them, the framework that is sitting back there, if it happens to be a block system, then you have another system to contend with. But if you can get 2 or 3 inch hinges or 2 or 3 inch screw systems and embed it in the top part, you'll probably eliminate any sagging that may occur due to the heavy weightness of the door. And then go ahead and try to close the door. Don't get too rambunctious and sort of slam it because you think it's going to work, but it may be a little bit out of a frame or out of square, and you can get a plane then or a sander, a belt sander, sand it down and see if that works. Hopefully you won't have to remove it and cut off more than what needs to take place. So that way you can get your pre-hung door work and ready to go. Now, there are some things to think about when you're hanging a pre-hung door system that you ought to have ready ahead of time in order to minimize the time involved. A lot of times things happen like they do in a plumbing sequence, is that you make 2, 3, or 4 trips to the local plumbing supply companies in order to get the parts that you need because you just can't quite get it all figured out appropriately. Don't get embarrassed when you do that. That seems to be the normal case in working with a lot of things. But here's some things to think about. Make sure you have enough flashing tape. You probably carry plenty of tape in the truck if you are a installer. But when you're caught short of this type of thing, you must have exterior door installation material, and you better figure a trip to the store. No one needs to tell you how disruptive that is during the workday. If you have to break away from every job 2 or 3 or 4 times to get the appropriate parts, think about the delay you're creating yourself, let alone what you may get associated with doing with the customer. So flashing tape is one of those things that are very important in order to utilize when you're trying to hang a door. You may want to think about some spray foam. If you get ready to mount your door frame and you find out that there's a lot of spacing that is required shims in order to get them anchored appropriately, you may want to think of some of spray foam. So it's always cold around the door anyway, and you want to cut down as much air transmitting through the structure or the voids that are setting there. So spray foam is about as handy and effective as it gets in order to fill the gaps, that so you can keep them closed off in between the shims that are going to keep the door itself, the door frame itself, in a good position. Remember, when you put a shim in on one side, you should also have a shim in on the other side. And that way the wedges of the shims will balance out and give you a relatively straight portion of mounting. Sealant. Running short of sealant is another one of those things that may be important to you, or not important to you, I should say, but it's one to take or improvise if you run short. There's not much that you can do if you run short of sealant, and that along with the spray foam can give you the proper sealant you need in order to close up all the joints that are going to be there. Shims, we talked about shims. You never have too many shims. We do sell shims down at our store. We sell them by the cases if you so want. I don't know how many there are in a case, but there are quite a few. So if you need a lot of shims, come on down and see us, and we can get you set up with one pack or as many packs as you would like to have. Remember that you have a choice of sealants, and so you do not want to select the wrong sealant. So if you do, and you are a installer of doors quite regularly, that with the wrong sealant, you could get callbacks on your door not functioning the way that it should and giving the proper areas that are going to allow air to come through, or it may even allow water to come through if it's not sealed appropriately. And water creates rot as well as creates mold. So there are lots of reasons why you should have these products available, whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or whether you are a professional door hanger. Rigid thresholds. they are important. Also, there are adjustable thresholds available. And when you have an irregular floor, like I discussed at the beginning, we talked about finding out where the high spot is. So if you have an irregular floor and you get ready to mount your threshold, the threshold is going to be at an angle. And if you cannot adjust it, you're going to have to shim the bottom of it to raise the threshold up in order to get it in the proper position. There'll be a seal on the threshold as well as there'll be a seal on the bottom of the door. So those need to provide good seals from that standpoint. Adjustable thresholds, yes, they do cost a little bit more in money, but they will sure give you the proper seal and eliminate that cold air that could be sifting underneath your door system. We also have corner seals. They're wedges, they're foam wedges that you can purchase at A Handyman's Haven. And with those wedges, you could provide the proper seal that needs to be at the four corners of the door. They're mounted on the door system, or they could be mounted on the frame system from that standpoint. So that is something to think about. You may think there's too much to worry about. You keep track of all these parts and pieces that you need for your project, and needless to say, you'll probably eliminate a lot of headaches down the line. And of course, the more times that you hang a door, the easier that it will become. Bad weather delays. You need to be careful with your sealants that you purchase and make sure that they're good for exterior operation. A lot of times, if you do have some bad weather, cold, we don't get too much snow down here, but other type of activities, you may want to think about that. So those are some what's labeled some time period as door installation killers. So keep that in mind when you get ready to hang your door, especially a pre-hung door system, when you've got to hang the whole operation. Then the other type of door that you may want to do yourself, or you may want to say that the frame is in good shape and you don't have to worry too much about it, and all you want to do is buy a door. So you got a couple of choices, not necessarily in buying the door, but at A Handyman's Haven, we can get most doors that you would need for almost any application. But if you're going to use and hire somebody to hang your door for you, I would suggest that you purchase a door with not having the hinge placements put in position or the doorknob put in position. Most installers of doors themselves without a frame like to be able to accomplish that so they can get a perfect match between the existing frame hinge locations and the existing slot that holds the latch. And this becomes very, very important. Even as accurate as we or anybody can be as far as measuring where your hinges need to go, there's always something that occurs. And I can think of a customer recently. He said that all the hinge placements were in the wrong location on a door-only type system. And so we gave him some instructions on how to hang the door. And it's been about 4 weeks now, and he has not been back since. But the last time that happened, he was back the next day and say we sold him a door that was totally out of whack. So the technique that I was explaining to you on putting the door back into a pre-hung system is the very same way you would do that if you just bought a door only. So my suggestion is that buy the door only, and then when you get the door to your location, if you're a do-it-yourselfer or a professional door hanger, have the door ordered without the hinge placements and without the doorknob placed, and then you can do that on site. If you do not have the equipment for the door bore and so on and so forth, mark the spot where you want it, bring it back down to the store, and we'll bore it for you. So it's really pretty simple when it comes to that aspect. So keep that in mind, folks. We've completed our second segment on AM 1030 with your the voice with your trusted local news and talk in the A Handyman's Haven radio studio, and Kent is ready to take it away.
Hi, This is Ken Carrolls from the Southern Arizona Transportation Museum. We're located downtown next to the Amtrak station at 414 North Tool. Parking is available. You will see the locomotive 1673, which was in the movie Oklahoma. We have a gift shop. We have model trains. And then from there, you can visit the Amtrak station. Admission is free, but we certainly accept donations. We're open every day except Mondays. And for more information, go to our website, TucsonHistoricDepot.org.
Are you looking for reliable services and products to help you run your business, home, car, or finances? Maybe you're new to Arizona and you need help with your responsibilities. The Tucson Association of Executives is a team of 100 local businesses who can help you get whatever you're looking for. Why not look to tried and true local businesses for goods and services your family, business, church, or organization need? TAEonline.com has a complete list of the entrepreneurs you're looking for to get the job you need done right. That's TAEonline.com.
Are you a local business in Tucson? Business associations are the lifeblood of getting things done here. Joining an association of 100-plus like-minded members can help you build your business. The Tucson Association of Executives is the premier business association in Tucson and Southern Arizona. TAEonline.com is the website for info on becoming a member. Or call any member listed on TAEonline.com for more info on how to join. That's TAEonline.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Monday, the Monday Political Face-Off features commentators Barney Brenner and Don Jorgensen, plus a newsmaker interview with Pima County Board of Supervisors Chairman Richard Elias. Buckmaster during the noon hour on 10:30, Tucson's voice for trusted news talk with anywhere in the world live listening on my website. That's buckmastershow.com.
Welcome back to the Hammer Time Radio Show. And yes, I've been known as a carpenter, as the music interlude had just indicated. My dad was a finished carpenter, as well as a rough carpenter and a framer and all this sort of stuff. So I had some excellent learning experience working with my father. And we had the typical father-son relationship. So don't worry about that. It wasn't all glory, as everybody says, but it was really a truly very efficient learning experience. I sometimes called my dad Geppetto, and if you know what that is, and you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, then I would suggest you go online and put it in a search engine and find out who Geppetto is. The next thing I'd like to talk about, oh, by the way, folks, if you want to call in, enter the conversation today, please do, on the frequency or the telephone number of 790-2040. That's area code 520. We'll get you online talking to the public just like I am today. What I'm going to talk about next is where a lot of our natural stone products come from. And somebody may very well know. Of course, yes, it's obviously they come from the earth. They're generated by the powers to be that we talk about in silent messages and many times throughout our life. And what countries do they come from? And they really come from about 50 to 60 different countries around the entire world. So I have some statistics that may be interesting to a lot of you, and you say, wow, I didn't know that. But the number one country that we import, and all these ones I'm going to talk about presently will be importing of any of the natural stone products, such things as granite, marble, slate, travertine, soapstone, things of that nature. But the number one country for imports into the United States is India. So over 12 million, approximately 900,000 tons of natural stone, and that specifically is granite in this case, is imported. Marble, slate, and many of the others are at a lesser quantity. But the total of all the stone products India probably imports to the United States close to 13 million tons. I think that would take quite a few trucks to haul that stuff around. Second in line of these types of imports would be China. China is up around 30, 35 million tons of product that come in. And that sure is a lot of stone to be importing on ships and everything else that comes across the ocean. Other countries that are significantly, they're in the single-digit millions. Italy is one of them. Spain, Spain is another one. And of the other 50-some countries that do import to the United States, they're in less than a million tons of rock that they bring into the United States. And you also may wonder in that case is how many tons of rock does the United States export? And that's pretty significant at that standpoint too. So we do export rock. The leading recipient of exporting exporting rock happens to be Canada. Over about 1.6 million tons of rock is exported to Canada. That's including all rock, with granite being the highest amount of imports. Marble is also one of the highest amounts of exports from the United States to Canada. Other countries that are quite significant as far as receiving rock from the United States are China, of course, India, Italy, and even Spain. So it gives you some idea of where a lot of the rock comes from. What do we do with a lot of the rock, where it goes in the United States. So pardon me one moment. Seems as though my throat's getting a little dry. If you'd like to enter into the conversation again, give us a call here at the studio at 520-790-2040. Most of us have porches. Whatever your porch consists of is another topic of discussion. There are various avenues of creating a surface or the floor for the porch, but there is one that's rather unique. It's called the Last Deck 300 Series. I was reading this about it. It's one of the trade magazines, and it is rather interesting. It is a aluminum product, and the significance of part of it is that it can come with wood decking that looks like wood, as an example. Some of the unique features of it, of the Last Deck, it requires no staining or no sealing, and that's very unusual in that case. Of course, I indicated to you that it was made out of extruded aluminum. Mild soap and water is good for cleaning. There's no warping. There's no splitting, there's no cracking, there's no rotting, and molding may not be of a situation that may occur. But anytime, as you know in previous conversations on the show, that anytime you have water or moisture available, you have the conditions to produce mold and algae. It's very lightweight, it's very fire resistant. This Last Deck is available in a multitude of options, allowing you to design your own luxury as far as your outdoor space goes. It could be excellent around pool decking. It could be excellent around little porches that you may have. We do a lot of different things from that standpoint. It's manufactured in the Midwest of the United States. It is made of an excellent grade of aluminum, like I mentioned earlier, and this happens to be the same as aircraft grade of aluminum. So it's aluminum alloy, probably. Pure aluminum is really pretty soft. If you want to see how soft pure aluminum is, probably open up one of the areas of your kitchen and pull out some aluminum foil, and that is an excellent example of the softness of aluminum. Yes, when it's thicker, it's a little more rigid, but it can be just as soft. So it's built with the very high standards, and it's very good to use on little small porches where you may just have a covering for the porch itself, maybe 4 or 5 feet wide, maybe 3 or 4 feet deep, to keep the people out of the rain when they come up to visit you. So last deck roofing would be a good source for trying to obtain that. The 300 series, it snaps into place just like a lot of laminate flooring does, which makes it relatively easy to install from that standpoint. So keep that in mind during this holiday season. If you're doing something like that, maybe you plan on some future products down the line when you take time off for Valentine's Day or take time off for Easter. A lot of us are associated with what we call UV damage, ultraviolet damage. That comes from the sun rays or from lighting. And that in itself can be extremely difficult from that standpoint. In the United States, I'm looking at a map here that also was produced in one of our trade magazines, that the southwestern portion of the United States is highly vulnerable to UV-rated or UV-damaged materials. I think everybody probably would have guessed that with the amount of sunlight that we have here throughout the year. That could be very, very important. The minimum area is up around 180 West, which is in the northern portion of North America, way above the midpoint of the Canadian country, as it ends up towards the islands in the vicinity of the far north, approaching the Arctic surface from that standpoint. So UV damage is a real issue. It can destroy the integrity of your building materials, with no doubt, yet it's one that often gets overlooked. You know, we put wonderful siding on. There's lots of siding available that will tend to protect it from that standpoint, and those are very, very important to think about. So research has shown that when water-resistive barriers, the WRBs as they're called, are left exposed for as long as considered allowable by many manufacturers, they can lose as much as 90% of their water penetration resistance. 90% can be lost as it approaches its warranty issues. Some simple steps to consider when selecting a product and planning for your build, one of them would be know what UV levels are expected at your site. You can find this at the weather bureaus or various places of that nature. You can go online, I'm sure, and enter into the search engines UV barriers for or UV ratings for certain areas of the country, and you can find out what you may need from that standpoint. So the understanding what your ultraviolet radiation can be on your site will give you good information for your product selection and develop your exterior surface that you'd like to have on your house. Of course, down here in Arizona, most of the time we're using plastered exterior walls with a foam buildup underneath it to provide insulation. You can use hardy boards from that nature, which is a type of board that is rather strong in strength, has a lot of strength associated with it. But keep that in mind when you're planning exterior surfaces. If you're using a red brick or a CMU concrete masonry unit, that can be important that you maybe not be too concerned with the UV exposure. So minimize the exposure of the water-resistive barriers and things that may consider, check the specifications and the schedule details to ensure your exterior insulation or cladding immediately after the water-resistant barriers to limit the impact of UV will have on the long-term performance of your wall structure, the exterior wall structure. Well, folks, we've come to the end of the third segment. We are on AM 1030 The Voice with your trusted locals news and talk in the A. Handyman's Haven Radio Studio. And Canada's ready again, so we'll see you after the break, folks.
You load 16 ton, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Hi, this is Catherine Kent from the Solar Store. Are you considering installing solar on your business or your home? Well, there's a lot of questions that you're facing, whether it's leasing or buying. So if you're interested in more information, contact us at solarstore.com or call 520-322-5180. That's 520-322-5180. Contact the experienced solar company, the Solar Store. Learn more at our website, solarstore.com. ROC 164744, ROC 164742.
Are you a local business in Tucson? Business associations are the lifeblood of getting things done here. Joining an association of 100-plus like-minded members can help you build your business. The Tucson Association of Executives is the premier business association in Tucson and Southern Arizona. TAEonline.com is the website for info on becoming a member. Or call any member listed on TAEonline.com for more info on how to join. That's TAEonline.com.
In the beginning, especially during summer months, it can seem like a sunburn that lingers or won't go away. But over time, the facial redness becomes more persistent, and visible blood vessels or bumps and pimples may start to appear. If you experience any one of these symptoms on your face, it could be an early warning sign of rosacea, a common facial disorder whose top trigger is the sun. 16 million Americans suffer from rosacea, but only a fraction are receiving medical treatment. Learn the early warning signs. Facial redness, like a sunburn that lingers and seems to be getting worse. Visible blood vessels and bumps and pimples. In some people, rosacea can also affect the eyes, causing irritation that could even lead to vision loss. Don't let rosacea wreak havoc on your personal and professional life. If you have any one of these signs, see a dermatologist for diagnosis and treatment. Or visit the National Rosacea Society at rosacea.org.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard.
Our house is a very, very fine house. And in the case of the Cerrone household, we have four dogs in our house at the present time. No cats, but lots of activity going on. And we have a lot of alerting mechanism when there's strange noises outside. In fact, sometime periods it's so extensive that it may tend to hurt your ears. But welcome back to the Hammer Time Radio Show, transmitting in the A. Henny Manshaven Radio Studio on AM 1030, The Voice, with your trusted local news and talk during this Christmas season. We've been talking a little bit about ultraviolet damage as a result of the sun rays and the weather. That is very, very important from that standpoint. So keep that in mind. I think one of the best things to do is talk to people who have a sighting that is of this nature with what they call the water-resistive barriers, whatever they may happen to be, and see what ultraviolet damage that they have had with their product, how often that they've exchanged the siding on their home. Many people have homes up in Mount Lemmon. They have homes in the various mountain ranges in the Santa Rita Mountains, as well as down in the Huachucas. So from that standpoint, it becomes important. Other people have summer homes in other locations that have to withstand the winter in the upper portions of the northern portion of the United States. So talk to those people, see what's take place, how often they have to change their siding or what may happen to be. Check with the manufacturer. Ask for some research surveys that they may have accomplished on their product. They may be able to direct you to their website. You can pull it off of their website, or maybe they can send it to you by email and give you the information you may need in order to purchase their product. Keep in mind that the data is important to specifically be equated to the ultraviolet exposure and the long-term performance of the product. may not have any test results to back up their claims, and that is important. I can remember years ago when I was in college and we were building some test machines. We needed to have a holding implement for a rod that we designed that had to come under a strain testing. And the manufacturer told us it is the toughest and the strongest mechanism to hold anything in position. So needless to say, we needed four of them. So we bought four of them. We were mounting them on a lathe. And we tightened it all down. We found out that our test specimen was spinning in their tremendously capable holding instrument. So we basically had to go in and re-engineer our test specimen and had to re-engineer the product ourselves at location at the University of Arizona in order to get the system to work. We are actually rotating this part at high rotating speeds, and then also subjecting it to a lot of weight and other types of things that it would normally have as far as a spinning, say a spinning axle would be, or that nature. So do your research, folks. Keep it in mind from that standpoint, that so you can make the best decision possible. Utilize your neighbors and friends that have done things like this that can keep you spooled up on various aspects of that. Give us a call here. We don't have a few minutes left, but give us a call if you have any questions on 520-790-2040. I'd like to talk a little bit about some products that are available, some innovations that you may want to think about. We do talk to a lot of people about utilization of cabinetry. And I think one thing that everybody should realize is that when you come into a location like A. Handyman's Haven, that with the expertise that we have and the concern for you and the product that you would like to purchase from us, that we are going to give you all the possibilities that are available in order to improve the efficiency and the utilization of where you wanted to use your cabinets, such as where your work centers may be and various things of that nature. Whether it's different than the way that you've already been doing it, I hope it is. I hope we can improve your efficiency from that standpoint. But we really try to honor the theory that we need to improve your efficiency as best as we possibly can. And the reason you're getting your kitchen redone, it probably is not because the kitchen is inefficient or inefficient, is because you want to improve the presentation. That would be number one. But number two, in the process, just think of us as a way of finding out what's available in the industry whereby we can improve many, many aspects of your formation of your kitchen, bathroom, garage, utility room, workrooms, etc., as far as that goes. So one of the things I like to just sort of mention is that your base cabinets can be customized for various types of storage. There are many products that are available that you can use either in drawers or without drawers or underneath sinks or whatever it may happen to be. One main product that's available is a rollout trays, as we call them, or pullouts. And one thing that when we talk about the sink area as an example, one thing that's important is what do we do with all the piping that's underneath the sink? Well, normally the plumbers or the contractors that install cabinetry and then put the piping that they need underneath your sink do it as fast as they possibly can. And most every one of us will realize that the P-trap, which is that big trap that has an elbow joint on it, sits right in the middle of the cabinetry and causing all sorts of havoc, especially when you try to close a door and a bottle or something that you put in there is smashing up to the P-trap, and all of a sudden you find out you have a water leak. Oh, geez, where did that water come from? And it probably come from jarring the tightening mechanisms on the plumbing situation that is situated there. So we can suggest ways that you could have your plumbing reaccomplished or rerouted in order to give you the maximum utilization you possibly can, either with plastic rollouts or with rollout trays made from wood that would give you a tremendous access of it. We did have a customer come in last week, which is rather interesting. It was stated that the customer is tired of getting on their hands and knees to look in the bottom of a cabinet to see what's there. So we can change that entire system around, whether it's existing cabinetry or whether it's all brand new cabinetry, to give you the most efficient utilization of your cabinets. If you do a lot of cooking, as an example, you may be using a lot of flour and sugar. You may have various types of flour. I always think of our daughter in Albuquerque, along with her husband, that they have a big drawer that's about 48 inches wide, and it's full of nothing but big plastic bins that houses the various types of flour that both of them need to provide the proper cooking and baking that they need to accomplish. Measure your product drawer or the products on the, not, I shouldn't say the products, but measure the area inside a cabinetry. We can produce rollout trays for you. They can be adjustable up and down as well as on full extension glides, and you can get good utilization without getting on your hands and knees. And as I also add, a flashlight at nighttime to see what goes on. So that becomes very, very important. A lot of these items can come with lids, which gives you a little bit of a security for the items within the item itself. Drop out cabinet fixtures for waste systems. Most of us open up a door or pull open a system that's hinged at the bottom that we call waste systems from that standpoint. They can be used for anything. They can be used for clothes hampers. They could be used for pet food. If you have several pets and they use various types of food, you can get a system that can roll out or tip out in a cabinet, existing cabinet, or in your new kitchen cabinets that you're going to buy at A. Handyman's Haven. And you can have the various foods in there from that standpoint. You can put them in your laundry, as an example, or put them in your bathroom where you may want to put your soiled clothes. And you can have two bins there, as an example, and one bin would be for the whites and the other bin would be for the colored clothes. So those things are available from that standpoint, and it becomes very, very important. Many cabinets do not come with these things, as an example, but any cabinet can be retrofitted in order to house those types of things. Receptacles on the top of counters, which become extremely important in on islands. Any island that's fixed to the floor has to have electrical attached to it, and there are pop-up kitchen power grommet systems that are available in order to assist you in that line. Folks, we're coming to the end of our program. We have Jeff Prather coming up after this on the Prather Point. On behalf of the entire staff at A. Handyman's Haven, my wife and I, who own the company themselves, Merry Christmas to each of you. Have a very pleasant time with your family and friends, and we'll see you next Sunday. Take care, folks. Have a great time.